USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, according to Attorney General Avichai Mandelbilt, prolonging the country's political uncertainty as it looks to head into the third national election this year. Netanyahu, who has denied wrongdoing and said he's the victim of a witch hunt, faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of bribery and a maximum three-year term for fraud and breach of trust, according to legal experts. The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore pled guilty to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges in a case involving the sales of her self-published children's books. Catherine Pugh pled guilty in federal court to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the government, and two counts of tax evasion. Pugh faces up to 35 years in prison. Her sentencing is set for February 27. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Donald Trump does not have to disclose his tax returns to appear as a candidate on California's primary ballot next spring, according to the state Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously. The law, the first of its kind in the nation, aimed squarely at Trump, violates a specification of the state constitution calling for an inclusive, open presidential primary ballot, the court said. Ultimately, it's the voters who must decide whether the refusal of a recognized candidate throughout the nation or throughout California for the office of president of the United States to make such information available to the public will have consequences at the ballot box, according to Chief Justice Tenney Cantil Sakue. Massachusetts lawmakers passed a groundbreaking ban on the sale of flavored tobacco and vaping products, including menthol cigarettes. The bill would also place a 75% excise tax on vaping products and require health insurers, including the state's Medicaid program, to cover tobacco cessation counseling. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans are expected to spend more money than expected this holiday season. John Clements reports.
The National Retail Federation reports the five-day period from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday is shaping up to be a record breaker. Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation has the predicted numbers.
More than 39 million are planning to start shopping on Thanksgiving Day, and we're expecting a great turnout, more than 114 million on Black Friday, followed by 66.6 billion on Small Business Saturday, and then wrapping up with over 68 million shoppers on Cyber Monday itself.
I'm John Clemens.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has opened the door for the athletes at the nation's military academies to delay their active duty service to play professional sports when they graduate. Esper signed a memo laying out the new guidelines, which say the athletes must get approval from the Defense Secretary and require them to eventually fulfill their military obligation or repay the cost of their education. The memo came at the insistence of President Donald Trump, who directed the Pentagon in June to come up with a way to allow athletes to play professional sports immediately upon graduation. Trump gave the Pentagon 4 months to develop the new policy. Allowing athletes to delay service has been a hotly debated issue. The Obama administration had put a policy into place allowing some athletes to go to the pros and defer their military service. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.